Welcome to Your Money Matters, a personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Friday morning, September 26th. I'm Hank Weisbecker. This time, unforeseen expenses you should plan for and what's causing the skills gap and how it can be narrowed. Many of us save for retirement and vacations, but when it comes to some other expenses, we miss the mark. MarketWatch reporter Katie Hill says, according to a new American Express survey, the number one unforeseen expense that Americans faced in the past year was car trouble.
46% of people figured out that that was an expense that they thought, oh, I didn't plan for this. Oh, no, what am I going to do? So the answer here is your car is probably going to break down, so you really do need to plan for that.
Hill says to prepare for car trouble, you should save enough to cover your insurance deductible and a little bit extra.
The experts varied on how much, but $250 to $2,500 in savings to deal with your car, depending on how old it is, what your insurance might cover, is probably a good bet.
Other unforeseen expenses that made the list included health care, home improvements and repairs, education, and insurance. As we continue, how big is the skills gap in the U.S.?
You've got to make sure your family and finances are legally protected. So where do you turn for legal help you can trust? LegalZoom.com. For over 13 years, they've been helping Americans with LLCs, incorporation, wills, trusts, and more. LegalZoom makes it painless. You can always reach out to them with questions, and they'll talk you through the process. You can get legal help through independent attorneys and self-help services at your direction, but they're not a law firm. For special savings, be sure to enter the code WSJ in the referral box at LegalZoom.com.
A new survey done on behalf of MindFlash shows that Americans believe an employer's lack of willingness to train new employees is the leading reason why many Americans are unemployed and job opportunities are sitting unfilled for longer periods. MindFlash CEO Donna Wells says there are a lot of jobs that cannot be filled.
We're up to nearly 5 million open, unfilled jobs in the U.S. looking for talent. But there is that time gap and training gap to match up those 10 million people looking for work with those 5 million jobs.
Wells says there are several factors contributing to the skills gap.
Our higher education system is not preparing college students with the skills that they need to be productive day one in the workforce. And companies are investing much less in employee training today than they were even 10 years ago.
Wells says people can take steps to get good training without spending a lot.
There's been almost an explosion in great training content available on the internet, largely free or at very low cost.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Hank Weisbecker at the Wall Street Journal.